Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we discussed how retirement from our secular job does not mean that we stop working for the Lord. Let's continue with that today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
John the Apostle, in his last days, was carried around on a bed. They said, as the way they would set it in that day, a bed, but it was actually just like taking somebody up on the little cot or something of that nature, just something that you carried them off the field with. You know, they carried them around in something like that. Well, they would carry him around in it. John the Apostle, the one who God breathed out every word of the book of Revelation for him to write. And basically, they just took John around, and they would see other Christians in the place where Christians would be gathered and doing things. And as they would carry him around, he'd be looking at him and saying, "Love the brethren. Love the brethren." He did that so much, finally one day somebody, I think, had it. As they say, "I'll be here with it." And then sure enough, they said, "Why do you always say, love the brethren?" He says, "Because Jesus said, love the brethren." It's like, don't you get it? Jesus said, love the brethren. So, yes, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. It may not be in the way that you think that you want to serve him, but serve him in a way that he will allow you, with what body you do have, to serve him. Allow your last days to be fruitful in serving the Lord in whichever way you can within the body that you now have with all of its aches and pains. And you see, those are the works that will follow you. And those are works that God will allow you to do certain things. Just like we mentioned, John the Apostle. You just keep on keeping on. You won't do things with the same bodily energy that you had when you were years younger and you were still working a full-time job. You had strength, you had energy. But if you're still breathing, God still has a purpose for you. And he can still use you. Ask God in prayer. I mean sincere heart prayer, reading his word and meditating on it to show you how he can still use you at this time in life. Now, this is not just a senior citizen's sermon, by the way. I'm just trying to show you some things that God is teaching us from his word. Keep on for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't lose what has been laid up for your eternal retirement. Now, going back to verse 13, he said, bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. Unto them? I mean, Paul's in bad shape, but he's saying, I don't want them to be in great need. Let's make sure of that. The things they'll need. You know the things they'll need. You've been here before. So he's telling them, let's take care of these guys, you know. Those two guys that he's wanting to bring them. But he's very careful that they're taken care of. Not because they'll leave if they don't get the money they want. That has nothing to do with it at all. But rather, the needs would be met and a supply for them, what they'll need in ministry. Ceasing to do their part that they were instructed to do is to fail God. They wouldn't be failing Paul if Paulus doesn't do what he's called to do and Cephas the lawyer doesn't do what he's supposed to do. They're not failing Paul, they're failing God. And then even if they are saved, failing to carry out that will that the Lord wants done. Well, for us, if we fail in that in our lives, regardless of what stage we are in our life, then that behavior does not in any way become behavior that becometh holiness. It ends in loss of reward. God does not always have you where, tell you where, or have you where you want to be. So many times we want to be the top banana, so to speak. But here, as here, you see that the ministry is fully fulfilled and God is allowed to work in you, and you have allowed him to have first place. Therefore, you have the blessed opportunity for eternal reward, leaving this earth, serving him to the end, as we saw with an Apostle Paul or an Apostle John. For having carried out what he entrusted you to do, me to do, these people planned to serve the Lord and knew what he wanted them to do. And they set out to do it. God used his own people then provided to help them on their way, as we should with, for example, our church does Faith Promise. And we're helping those missionaries on their way. Some have been serving for years, but we're helping them to go on their way, which is something of which you cannot outgive the Lord. When you're given the Faith Promise, you are not outgiving the Lord. You will never outgive the Lord in Faith Promise. Faith Promise is promising God you'll give so much each week above your regular tithes and offerings for missions, the missionary outreach of the local church of which you're a part. If your local church doesn't support missionaries, I would say get out of that local church. But they do, then have a weekly amount or monthly, however it is, whatever God lays on your heart, pray and ask God to impress on your heart what he wants you to do for Faith Promise. And then you do that and you keep on doing it till the day God takes you home. As a matter of fact, have it in your will that at least some of that goes out to the work of the Lord, whatever it may be, in your local church or in a missionary outreach, whatever. Just make sure that you bless the work of God with the greater blessings that he has given you. Verse 14 says, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses. You ever think of that? It seems kind of, well, why would they say that? Be careful. I mean, really, let ours learn. I mean, you learn to maintain. Now, keep on keeping on. Maintain good work for necessary uses, that you be not unfruitful. I've seen people quit a bus ministry. That's where they failed. It's a place we're seeing where they failed. I'm not going to work in the nursery. They failed. I'm not going to sing in choir anymore. They failed. They're not maintaining good work because they don't feel like it. Get over your feelings and get God's heart in you and his will and his desire. Let that be the most important thing in your life. Learn the joy of the Lord is your strength. Learn to maintain good works means don't get started having done good works, but now you are so involved with your children or with the world or other things of the so-called fun, the so-called hobbies, so-called travels into these other interesting places, giving those things priority over the work, it begins to fall off in the church and is abandoned. And soon it is not a part of the church. At one time, it was a great work. The problem revealed may not be seen revealed at the moment, but at the judgment seat of Christ, because we quit, we'll see the result in loss of reward when we've seen what God had planned for you being faithful and not quitting. The loss of reward that could have been yours and given to another instead of you for the eternal ruling and reigning with Christ. You did not maintain good works? That is behavior that faileth, that fails holiness. The works that become holiness. There is something easy to miss just by reading it here. Now the phrase, let ours in verse 14, is in the Greek called a present imperative. You know what that means in the Greek? I don't like to get carried away with it. It just simply means this. The present is the ongoing thing, okay, the continuing thing. So the present tense is you keep on doing this. The imperative is you do it and don't stop. Continuing, you do it, you don't stop. That's the idea of it. It's a something for which, because it's in an imperative tense also, it's something for which you'll be called to an account. You can't do what you did 20 years ago, but you can still do things to serve the Lord. It may not be as recognized by man as it once was, but it'll be recognized by God in eternal heaven. And oh, what glory that'll be. At that day when we give an account of ourselves unto God, there will be tears at the judgment seat of Christ among many people who quit in the service, although they did not necessarily leave the church or quit the church. They just quit in their service.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.